right, listen, let me jump over here to my opening monologue. So the Right Side Way monologue, sponsored for you daily by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground around our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care is literally open 7 days a week in all their locations, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations are in and around the Birmingham area. You check them out, you need something, they are there for you, and they are owned by a Right Side ruffian himself. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, listen, oh man, this one, I tell you what, look out, folks, because you may not know it, but you are the actual problem. Uh-huh. The problem for what, you might ask? Everything. Everything that's wrong is because of you. Don't you see it? Can't you feel it? Aren't you the least bit self-aware? You're out there causing all this ruckus and social upheaval. You're out there causing all that burning, looting, and mayhem. You're the reason for the high crimes and misdemeanors. You even questioned the election and, like, everything. It's you. It's really you all this time. On second thought, no. Not at all. No. But still, that's what they want the world to believe. The left desperately wants to invoke their policies and agendas, which never actually work, and when they fail, they do all they can to shift the blame to those on the right as if we somehow own it. Classic Marxism. Classic blame-shifting, finger-pointing, agenda-driven Marxism. Y'all, there's an old axiom in the practice of law that when the law is in your favor, you argue the law, and when the facts are in your favor, you argue the facts. And when nothing's in your favor, you just bang on the podium and shout and do the best you can. Well, the left is doing a whole lot of podium banging and shouting right now. And they are blaming their demise as a movement on you. And their favorite target right now is anybody who loves God and country. God and country. Doesn't sound too evil, does it? Sounds like everything we should stand for. Who would want to be anything less than somebody who stands up for faith and patriotism? You know, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Captain America, apple pie, baseball, church bells ringing, and democracy. Nope. Not if the left has anything to say about it. They've even launched a campaign to brand you with a brand new title. If you believe in the value and sanctity of God and country, then you are one sorry individual. You are the worst among us. You're an extremist. You are, wait for it, a Christian nationalist. Yep. That most nasty combination of people who dare to mix their faith and politics, people who actually dare to believe that God and country go together. And the most recent attack on any of you who fit that category is found in an interview with one of Politico's senior reporters. Investigative journalist Heidi Prisbliss is a national correspondent for Politico. She recently went on MSNBC. I know it's MSNBC, but she went on MSNBC and she opined that those who believe in God and country are a risk and should not be considered in anything that involves public policy. At one point, she stated with a straight face that the media needs to pay close attention to these extremists, saying that Trump is, quote, surrounded by this more extremist element. They're going to hear words like Christian nationalism, like the new apostolic reformation, and these are the groups you should get very, very schooled on because they have a lot of power in Trump's circle. Yeah, well, it didn't stop there. Listen to the rest of this. She went on to say, quote, the thing that unites them is Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, they don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God. The problem with that is, she said, is that they are determining, men determining this, what God is telling them. And then she went on to say, and in the past, that so-called natural law is, you know, it's a pillar of Catholicism, for instance. It's been used for good in social justice campaigns. Martin Luther King evoked it in talking about civil rights, but now you have an extremist element of conservative Christians who say that this applies specifically to issues regarding things like abortion and gay marriage, and it's going much further than that. God almighty. The host of the show just eagerly glommed onto her commentary, riveted by her deep understanding of the social upheavals that could be coming if Christian nationalists who value the ideals and precepts of our faith are ever allowed to vote for Trump. It was such a tripe. But keep in mind, she's a vaunted, much-loved left-wing investigative reporter. Yeah, the left is telling us right now what they're going to do. They are setting up their straw man argument. They are putting up their favorite target. They are aligning their grievances with one brand so they can focus their energy. If you are a God-fearing patriot who sees no issue with faith being invoked in the public square, then you will be the demise of this nation, and they want to make sure that everyone knows it. Abortion? Christian nationalists. Close the border? Christian nationalists. Control our spending? Christian nationalists. Put criminals in jail? Ban transgenders in sports? Protect children from traffickers? Christian nationalists. The plan for left-wing dominance gets easier when they refine their messaging and isolate their target. If you go back and you look at Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, if you haven't ever seen it, you should. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, in those rules you will find that among those actual rules that he wrote down for how best to bring a left-wing agenda forward is what Alinsky himself called rule number 4. Quote, ridicule is man's best, most potent weapon. There is no defense. It is almost impossible to counterattack ridicule. Also, it infuriates the opposition who then react to your advantage. His words, not mine, by the way. And then there's Alinsky's rule number 11. Quote, if you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through to its counterside. Great. And then he followed with rule number 13. Quote, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Yep, that's what we're seeing. Our Politico reporter was just the tip of the iceberg. You type in the term Christian nationalism into any online search engine and the results come in page after page after page. This is their target right now. They hate the idea, the left does. They hate the idea that people who love the Lord and love their country may actually want a say in what happens in life. So yes, you are now the problem. The left needs a whipping boy and Christian nationalism is it. So somewhere or somehow, some way, they have determined that if they can brand the demise of their liberal agendas on one group, that it will give them the edge they need in their quest for more failed public policy. But y'all, we know just the opposite. I mean, this nation was not founded in godless fashion. Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council recently said in response to that interview I told you about, he said, quote, our own republic was founded on the belief that our rights come from God, not earthly kings or government. He's right. Go read the founding documents. Study your history. While you're at it, study your Bible. What teachings of Jesus would you not want to see in the halls of government? I mean, like, do you want to do away with accountability or love or compassion or courage or truth or defense of the defenseless or honor of others? What aspect of America's history do you want to erase? Good, bad, and ugly, we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth and made so by the grace of God, and I have no problem saying that I believe that Jesus is Lord and America's great. God and country. So I guess I'm a Christian nationalist. And so are many of you. And I'm glad. And by the way, we are not the problem. We are the solution. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah. You bunch of scary Christian nationalists. How dare you think that you can pray and talk about faith and politics all at the same time? How dare you impose your will upon us? Nah. Not really. We're just actively seeking the idea of faith in God and love for country all at the same time. Yep, we are the solution. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.